Amy. Amy. Excuse me. Hello? Breathe if you're conscious. Amy, I know you can hear me. I see you smiling. Now I can feel you smiling. Wake up. You need to. It's the morning. Oh, I'm guessing it is. It's hard to keep track, though. Well, since we got here, I've either been convulsing or unconscious. It kind of blurs time. There he is. Did you sleep well? Well, I'm not surprised. Well, you were given a fantastic send-off. Gorgeous, gorgeous man. Time flies when your legs are in the air. Truly use the bed. I don't know about the rest of the place. Oh, that's true. There was that one by the fire, and the one on the couch, and the one in the bath, and no, we've pretty much covered him. That's good when you get your money's worth. Only the best for you, baby. Mm-hmm. Like every kink I had before we came here is just somehow magically not there anymore. You? Yay. The power of orgasms really is a wonder. So many benefits. Think of all those good chemicals and all that movement and exercise. Why do you think I wear my Fitbit? One stone, many, many birds. Your squidgy, beautiful face. Puppy. Because you are the bestest boy. As much as I love to be a good girl, I think I'm probably of the feline variety. Aloof, mysterious, just totally an enigma. And also full of crap. Like that you're a puppy. My puppy. Cause you're sweet and kind and eager to please. Honestly, what woman doesn't want that? I don't know her. All I know is my kinks are gone. My neck is free. And my erogenous zones are still tingling, so I'm a happy camper. Very, very happy. So don't talk about going home. Home is where responsibility is. Home is where the emails can find you. Here, we are just hedonistic heathens who rub against each other. I have to say, it's working out really well for me. I just have a natural talent. We can put it on my resume. Excellent at humping. Although I can't take all the credit, I had some help. This very thoughtful gentleman did something very intense and strange to my lower parts. I appreciated it. And he was so cute, too. You should have seen him. I'll introduce you one day. So, am I forgiven? Being the selfish whore that I am and going to work, carelessly and thoughtlessly destroying Christmas. I'm worse than the Grinch, but nowhere near as hairy. Well, that depends on the area. Are you sure? 'Cause it really was a wicked, wicked thing I did. I know. You were so lonely and looking forward to a white Christmas. I still think serious reparations need to be made. Starting here. Mm-hmm.